Liverpool Museums, we are not selfish, it's what we are entitled to. PCS members at National Museums Liverpool, NML, are in their fourth week of strike action, as they continue to fight for the £1,500 cost of living payment. PCS rep at National Museums Liverpool. The strike started on the 17th of February, and will run until the 8th of April, a full 8 weeks. This is the first period of strike action we are participating in, since 94% voted yes, with an incredible 69% of members taking part. We fought last year along with 130,000 staff nationally in the civil and public sector, winning a pay rise of 4.5% and the promise of a one-off cost of living payment. We were proud to take part in this strike, and endeavor to show this Tory government, that we can coalesce myriad workers around the country against their program of continued austerity. At NML we have suffered a £6 million decrease in grant aid funding, since 2010, clearly incapacitating the running of the museums and galleries through the inevitable redundancies which followed. Of the 207 employers constituting the bargaining unit that took action in 2023, NML is the only employer which has not paid the £1,500. We were surprised that NML had taken this stance, given that it ostensibly supports workers' rights. Ironically, the only museum which NML can keep open during this 8-week dispute is the Museum of Liverpool, which focuses on social justice and the legacy of workers' action, which, for me, is what makes Liverpool great. This exposes the egregious facade of this organization. Management stresses workers should be grateful for the rises that it has given us in the past, belying the impact of PCS in securing wage rises over the years. Members at NML have been treated as if they are selfish, adopting a Tory pretext in order to diminish our rights. We need all the help we can get to keep up the fight for what's right. It's been nearly a month on strike and the strength is palpable. Me and my colleagues commend the support so far, and hope that it continues. We cannot rely on empty promises and idle platitudes. The workers will pressure these bosses and will win. Solidarity to all workers,